Hi, this is Timothy Webb, and you're listening to the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 5.
Oh, doctor, give me what I need. I got insatiable hunger. Trying to feed, 'cause no matter how much I take in, I can't get enough. And no matter what I put out, it's not good enough. Always just a little touch away from the perfection that I seek. Will you take me there? I can go anytime, anyway, anywhere, because if we leave real soon, oh, we might have time to enjoy the afternoon. Driver, let me out of the car. You gotta slow this vehicle down now before we get too far. 'Cause no matter how much I travel, I can't go fast enough. Yeah, and guess if I'm coming or going, might just call my bluff. Always just a little touch, truth hiding behind those telling eyes. Will you take me there? I can go anytime, anyway, anywhere, because if we leave real soon, oh, we might have time to enjoy the afternoon.
Well, hey, everybody, you just heard Bill. That was Bill. Timothy, you like that?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. So, everybody, this is Timothy. This is my 12-year-old. I mentioned him a couple of weeks ago on the show. He doesn't even know that. That was the day, Tim, where we had a few challenges, and that was the day that I took your Xbox away and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't very fun.
No, that was not a fun day. But today we had a fun day.
Yeah, today we did.
Yeah, it was Friday today, and almost everybody's going to be hearing this on Saturday. Yeah,
okay.
So today for us is Friday. And Timothy is homeschooled, and so he went to work with the lovely lady Leanne and I today, and did his schoolwork in the car, and helped us do our windshield repair work. He kind of would walk around with us and look for chips on the windshields, and we had a fun day, didn't we?
Yeah, especially since I got a Curious George toy.
Yeah, we went to, what was that, Wendy's?
Wendy's.
Yeah, and you got a Curious George toy.
That movie was so good.
Yeah, Curious George was a fun movie. Hey, this is such a great segue. A segue is a transition, Timothy, from one thing to the next.
Okay.
This is perfect. because the next song we're going to play is a group called Destiny Lab. The name of the song is Planet of the Apes.
Watch your species, watch your origin. We owe our lives to God, but we're ignoring him. What do we expect when the whole human race thinks they're just a mistake like the Planet of the Apes? Watch your species, watch your origin. We owe our lives to God, but we're ignoring him. What do we expect when the whole human race thinks they're just a mistake like the Planet of the Apes? Should we be surprised in the rise of these natural disasters, floods and hurricanes, terrorists looking to blast your earthquake, destruction, volcanic eruptions, catastrophic storms come in biblical proportions, waves of devastation, pain and isolation. I wonder if a witness in the days of revelation, patiently waiting, anticipating the rapture, but out of the heaven to get us out before we're captured. Can you adapt and trap our circumstance? React the way you think you would act and take a stand as the apes advance. So we try to proclaim warnings. The world just laughs and concentrates on global warming. The news is gas broadcast across airwaves, polluting our minds more than gas. Cause those on highways, they gotta explain so they can quiet their conscience. So we're seeing a fine line to fantasy and science. Watch your species, watch your origin. We owe our lives to God, but we're ignoring him. What do we expect when the whole human race thinks they're just a mistake like the Planet of the Apes? Watch your species, watch your origin. We owe our lives to God, but we're ignoring him. What do we expect when the whole human race thinks they're just a mistake like the Planet of the Apes?
Just a zoom full of people convinced that we are equal to an animal level. That's evil straight from the devil. You can see it all unravel like the Tower of Babel. Tell us we're not contracting monkeys like an animal planet. We're just examples of mammals, although extravagant samples. They trample over truth just like a trampling mammoth. Are you amazed by this evolution craze? In all the subtle ways like UFOs and alien grays. Spirit guides of deception mimic the resurrection. Expect to evolve into the point of perfection. New age worshippers who drink from the fountain of nonsense. They want to save the planet, but they're doing a rain dance. They glorify creation, not creator. And then they worship what is made and not the maker. We felt the kick of the birth pains from Hurricane Katrina. We saw New Orleans fly down like Hiroshima.
Watch your species, watch your origin. We owe our lives to God, but we're ignoring him. What do we expect when the whole human race thinks they're just a mistake like the Planet of the Apes? Watch your species, watch your origin. We owe our lives to God, but we're ignoring him. What do we expect when the whole human race thinks they're just a mistake like the Planet of the Apes?
Well, Timothy, what'd you think of that one?
It was pretty cool. Yeah, I like the monkeys in the background.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah.
That's a lot different for the show. Dad doesn't usually play this kind of music, hip hop and stuff like that.
Dad normally hates hip hop.
But I found these guys on MySpace and I thought, wow, that's really cool stuff. Most all of their music has to do with creationism and stuff like that. And understanding Genesis and how sin came into the world, stuff like that.
That's so cool.
Yeah, they're cool, cool group. And again, that was Destiny Lab. And I forgot to tell you at the beginning, Bill was the name of the group. Panacea was the name of the song. And you can find those guys at music.podshow.com, the PodSafe Music Network. So anyway, that's where you find the music. And so we had some monkey music for you.
Do you want to talk more about monkeys? Curious monkeys?
What do you want to say about them?
My mom, the lovely lady Leanne, my dad calls her, she cried in Curious George, and my brother almost cried, and so did I, to be truthful. And I'm not sure about my dad.
No, not me.
Of course not him, because he's tough. Tough guy.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, the next one that we're going to play today is his. This is a group that I have played. Actually, it's a guy. It's just one guy. But when he goes on tour, he takes a group. But I think that when he produces his CDs, I think he plays all the instruments himself. He's from Arizona, and he's one of the first guys that ever played on the Lifespring show. And he calls himself an Egyptian worship leader.
Am I allowed to say the name of bands on here?
Or? You can say pretty much whatever you want.
Okay, I just didn't know if it was pod safe or not.
Well, you can say the name of it. I can say the Beatles. I can say the Beach Boys. I just can't play them.
Okay. Speaking of people that like play all the instruments for their CDs and stuff, there's a band called the Rocket Summer, and the guy plays like all the instruments.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Rocket Summer. Yeah. Let's see. We heard about Rocket Summer from Matt first, huh?
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah, Matt is my oldest boy. Anyway, the song we're going to play right now is from Wabba's newest CD, and the name of the track is Everlasting.
Your hand.
Tim, that was Wabba with Everlasting. How'd you like that song?
That was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I was just about to ask you, was that Wabba?
That was Wabba.
That was Wabba.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, that's an awesome name, Wabba.
Wabba, yeah. I'll tell him you like
so
that.
Cool. Okay.
Okay. Everlasting King. Who is the Everlasting King?
Jesus.
Jesus, absolutely. That would be a good name to do on my In Touch with God's Character series, wouldn't it? Everlasting King. That's one of the characteristics of God. He is the everlasting. What does everlasting mean?
Always, always, like, going. It stays there and it keeps going and going.
Sure.
Never dies.
That's right. Very good. Well, everybody, I hope you're having a good weekend. I hope you're enjoying the music. A real eclectic mix. I told you on the very first LifeSpring Weekend Music Show that we would have a real variety of music, and we've already had that today. And now we're going to get into another one. This girl that we are going to listen to now, you and I and the lovely Lady Leanne saw a few weekends ago, didn't we?
Isn't it? No, that's Marina V. It's... Oh, don't say it. Her name is Vanessa Jordan.
There you go. I was going to say, think of the river. The River Jordan. Now, there you go, making noise on the pop filter.
Sorry.
This is a great song for the weekend. This is called Wanderlust. Vanessa Jordan.
I like to travel where it's cold outside. Get me a windburn and a chill sometimes. A little journey. That a warmer climate suits my soul. You were a trip down to the other side. Grass was so green, I thought I'd go blind. And though I knew there was a chance of rain, well, when it came, why was I surprised? Oh, wanderlust. That first taste is marvelous. Pretending I'm a real wild child till it gets too wild and you find me crawling home. Oh, wanderlust. It's only half.
That's a great weekend song. Kind of relaxed, kind of laying back, just having a good time.
She's really good at guitar.
She is good at the guitar. Yeah. She's tall, too. Did you notice how tall she is?
I know.
She's almost as tall as I am.
Really?
Yeah. She's not as tall as Adam Curry is, but she's...
Adam Curry is so tall.
Yeah. Let's see. He says he's 5 foot 17 inches, I think, is the way he puts it.
5 foot 17.
He's 6'5".
So, yeah.
He's 6'5".
I was just going to do the math.
Oh, sorry. I should have let you do that. Since I'm your math teacher, I should have made you do it.
Yeah, you should have.
I'll do that next time. What were you going to say about the equipment or something?
Yeah, I'm using some of my dad's headphones that are 36 years old. He got them when he was, like, in high school.
Yeah, of course, you know what? Some of my listeners are not even as old as my headphones.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
Yeah, it is true. What are you doing? You're turning them around.
Yeah, because the wire was getting on my nerves.
The wire was getting on your nerves. Okay, well, anyway, that was Vanessa Jordan. You can find her music at VanessaJordan.com.
That makes sense.
That's right. And WABA is at WABA.net. That's WAHBA.net. You can also find it at the PodSafe Music Network. I told him about the PMN, and he uploaded some music there. And pretty soon, the music on the PodSafe Music Network, much of it is going to be available for sale, a download. So if you're listening to this and you hear something that sounds good to you, and I tell you that it's there at the PMN, you can flip on by there and most likely be able to download it the next week or two or three. Not really sure how long it's going to take. You would think as a part of Pod Show, I would know these things, but you know what? I don't know any more than the rest of you about a lot of the things that are going on. But I tell you what, the stuff that I do know is really very, very cool. When it rolls out, it's going to be fun.
Does WABA have a MySpace?
WABA does have a MySpace. That's a good question.
Huh?
Yeah, good question. As a matter of fact, MySpace is where I found Destiny Lab the first time around. Destiny. The Planet of the Apes one?
Yeah.
Found those at MySpace. Let's see, Bill has a MySpace. Destiny Lab has a MySpace. WABA has a MySpace. Vanessa Jordan has a MySpace.
Marina V.
Marina V does.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, yeah.
He has the same birthday as me, February 17th.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess who shares the birthday with me?
Who?
Now be careful here. Bill Clinton. He laughed. This is not at all a political show, okay?
Okay.
We're not going to get political at all.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he almost got me in trouble here. I've made it a policy, actually, that I don't talk about politics.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. I made that a policy. So I was just stating a fact. Lucille Ball, her birthday is like, I think, 2 or 3 days before or after mine.
Who's Lucille Ball?
I Love Lucy.
Oh, really? Her?
Yeah. You didn't know that was her name?
No.
You thought her name was I Love Lucy?
No.
You thought it was Lucy Ricardo?
No, but I just didn't know it was even Lucy.
You didn't?
No.
Then why would the show be called I Love Lucy?
Because some people, like Lizzie McGuire, for instance, her name is Hilary Duff.
Yeah, but, oh, that's right, it's called, yeah, that's right, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shall I tell people about Hilary Duff and...
No.
Okay, I won't tell people. The next music that we're going to play is by a group by the name of Transic Vibe. How do you like that name, Transic Vibe?
Unless you really want to. It's pretty cool.
Unless I want to what? Do Transic Vibe?
No, about the with the signature and if.
Well, go ahead. Tell everybody.
Oh yeah, I memorized Hilary Duff's signature. I know how to do it. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but why do you know how to do the signature?
Because like I have this really big poster at the end of my bed that has her signature up in the corner.
Yeah, but what is it a poster of?
Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff.
Yeah.
And what does the signature say? Does it say, like, I love you, Timothy?
No, it says Hilary Duff.
Okay.
I also like Kristen Crew, the girl who plays Lana Lang on Smallville.
Lana Lang?
Lana Lang.
Lang. Lana Lang.
Yeah.
On Smallville.
Yeah. Lois is Lois Lane.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate you clearing that up. Yeah, Lana Lang is a pretty girl,
mm-hmm.
No doubt. So you like them whether they're blonde or brunette.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, takes after his dad when I was younger, before I was married. Yeah, I liked them all. So, but now I have the lovely lady Leanne, and that's all that I want all that I need.
Like, every girl you see, her face looks like mom.
No. I don't look at any other girl.
Oh, smart man.
That's right. No, I'm completely devoted to your mom, and it will always be that way. This next group, everybody's listening and saying, okay, come on, let's get on with the music. Transic Vibe, they're from right here in Riverside.
It's an awesome name.
Yeah, they're right here in Riverside.
Really?
Yeah.
Right here?
Well, not right where we're standing.
Oh, okay.
But they're in Riverside. And cool. Another kind of new sound for the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. The name of the song is Prodigal. Take a listen to the words. Really cool.
I will find you.
Tim, how'd you like that? Transic Vibe and Prodigal.
I was going to say, that was Transic Vibe with Prodigal.
Okay, I should have let you say it.
Yeah.
So how'd you like it?
It was good.
Kind of cool, huh?
Yeah.
Do you remember the story about the prodigal son, the prodigal from the Bible?
Oh, yeah. He was like this rich, spoiled boy, and he like wanted to go out and make all these friends, right? And his and so, like, his dad gave him so much money, and didn't he go and spend it, like, on his friends and stuff? And he didn't, like, have any money left, so he had to work at a pig pen, and he ate pig food.
Yeah.
Then he came back to his dad, yep. And his dad gave him his best robe. He gave him his best ring. His best ring, but he put a ring on his finger. He put shoes on his feet.
He threw a big party for him.
Yeah, he threw a feast.
Yep.
And
because he was glad to have him back.
And gave him a big hug.
Right.
Hug.
And that's what that song is about, except instead of talking about that prodigal, he's talking about himself. And we're that way with God a lot of times. We run from God. But when we decide that, you know what, I don't like this life out here in the world, and we decide to come back to God, he's right there. And he welcomes us back with open arms. And when we ask him to forgive us, he does.
The story of the prodigal son, it's just a little bit like a little showing of God's grace.
That's right. Very good. What is grace?
Grace is like when you do something wrong and then like they give you, like, it's hard to explain, but I know what it is, but it's...
Do your best. You're good with words.
Sometimes. I say like a lot.
Yes, you do say like a lot. Yeah. Grace. Back to grace.
Grace. So,
what is grace?
Grace is... It's kind of slack, a little bit.
Slack? Okay. Yeah, giving somebody some slack? Okay. Yeah. It's when you receive something that you don't deserve.
I'm nodding my head. People can't hear me nod my head.
No, they can't hear you nod your head. They can hear you hit the equipment, though.
That's what I was about to say.
Okay, so anyway, that was Transic Vibe with Prodigal. Found those guys at MySpace. And by the way, all the links to all the music will be on my show notes page at lifespringpodcast.com. Okay, what did you want to say?
I was just about to say that.
Oh, you're going to say .com.
Yeah. Or lifespringpodcast.com.
There you go. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to play one more song today. And I'm sure the people are standing there or listening, and whether they're standing, we're standing, but they're probably sitting or riding or running or mowing the lawn or something like that on the weekend.
Or washing the car.
Or washing the car. And they're probably listening to you saying, how could Steve have had such a hard time with Timothy a couple of weeks ago? He sounds like such a sweet boy.
Not all the time.
Let's listen to Johnny Rawls. This guy, this is a blues player, okay?
Blues.
This is the blues. The name of the song is, this is a great title, Long Black Car. Take a listen.
That is so cool.
To heaven in a long black car, leading a funeral parade. Might be famous, you might be a star, you might think you got it made. Smoke those long Cuban cigars, you know the game, you know how it's played. You make your own rules, yeah, you go too far, living an empty charade. Better slow down, turn it around.
Won't get to heaven in a long black car.
Better slow down, better turn around.
Won't get to heaven, you've gone too far.
Slow down, turn your life around.
Won't get to heaven the way you're bound.
Headed for 6 feet underground.
Won't get to heaven the way you're bound.
Slow down, turn your life around.
Won't get to heaven in a long black car.
Slow down, turn your life around.
How do you like this? It's pretty fun, huh?
It's awesome.
If you got enough money, you can buy a new life. If you think you can buy salvation, have you made enough to save your soul? Do you plan to take it with you, or when you go, at the gates of heaven, just pay toll? You think you can buy your way in, without Jesus forgiving your sin?
You won't get to heaven the way you're bound.
Better slow down, turn around.
Won't get to heaven in a long black car.
Better slow down, better turn around.
Won't get to heaven, you've gone too far.
Slow down, turn your life around.
Won't get to heaven the way you're bound.
Headed for 6 feet underground.
Won't get to heaven the way you're bound.
Turn your life around.
Won't get to heaven in a long black car.
Slow down, turn your life around.
That's Johnny Rawls with Long Black Car. You can find that at the PodSafe Music Network. What?
I was going to say that. That's why I tapped your arm.
Hey, wait a minute. Whose show is this?
This is yours, but...
You wanted to announce it? Go ahead. All right. They didn't hear me say it, so it's your turn. You say it.
Okay. That was Johnny Rawls with Long Black Car.
All right. Hey, you know, you're speaking really well with those braces in.
Thank you.
Yeah. When you first got them, you felt like you had a mouthful of stuff, huh?
I had a lift like Odie. Not Odie. The kid that's on Andy Griffith.
Opie?
Yeah, Opie.
Yeah, he doesn't really have a lisp. What he's talking about, everybody, is the little boy character that he played in The Music Man.
Yeah.
The Music Man.
No, thank you, Amaryllis.
That's right. So anyway, hey guys, I hope that you're having a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed the music today. A real eclectic mix. And it just kind of shows you that music with a message comes in all different forms. Some of it is hip-hop, and some of it is kind of a electric garage band stuff, and some of it is blues. But it's all fun, and it's all good. As I quote my podcasting music brother, CeCe Chapman, it's all good.
It's all good in the hood.
All good in the hood. All right. So anyway, that's the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. Number five is in the can. All right. Thanks, everybody. And I'll be talking to you Monday.
God bless.
God bless.
Hi, this is Timothy Webb, and you're listening to the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 5.
Very good.
Did I enunciate?
You did very well.
Thank you.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.